This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am replaying this weekend show from the very beginning of the year. This is the second show of 2023. Just to catch everybody up, remind you all of what Big Al was talking about at the beginning of the year. Hopefully in the new year, Big Al will be back. But in the meantime, again, here is the show from January 14th.
Hey, welcome in time for the weekend edition. The weekend edition, which is, of course, the radio program. We are talking politics, KER Politics. Going to start out with Jimmy talking about a new station that picked up our show. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
You bet. So we want to welcome KYKN listeners, KYKN 1430 in Salem, Oregon. Yep. And we're really happy to expand to that market. You know that the capital there of Oregon needs some another political view than what they normally get. And we are happy to have them on board. We would like you that are listening to the show to reach out to our blog. It's, you can look it up. You can just KER Politics. And we post editorials during the week that are just posted to the blog, and then we do this radio show on the weekend. So welcome. And I think we're going to have a good show today. We're going to talk a little bit about, of course, the biggest news, the classified documents and Joe Biden and what the implications are with the Penn Center in China. We'll probably talk a little bit about economics in our second segment. We'll talk about Ukraine in a kind of a broader view than what many of you might hear. And then we'll wrap that up with politics, specific political issues that are happening out there in the last segment. So welcome in, and let's get started, Al.
Yeah, you know, I want to say one thing. I think we've got the best political blog out there. We have upwards of 100 comments every single day. The comments are opinions, some very, very excellent opinions from people who are really, really, they really put together all the information out there on political issues. Like to have you guys take a look at it. And if you care to comment, please do. We don't publish anything in terms of how people can get hold of you or whatever. So don't worry about that. Jimmy, you know, it's funny, but the Mar-a-Lago situation with the documents was a very big deal in the eyes of the Democrats. And, I mean, it was all over the news, much greater extent than anything during that particular time frame. Now Joe Biden is in the same position. He's got classified documents at his home and also at his beach house, both of those locations obviously being in Delaware. I think that, quite frankly, I find it fascinating that it's not getting nearly the press coverage that Mar-a-Lago got. Boy, if that doesn't tell you how the press is slanted, nothing does.
No kidding, Al. And what we're seeing right now is an unbelievable effort by the left to actually cover for him. It's actually quite disturbing to see. And here are the reasons why it's so important that there are very big distinctions between what's happened here. Joe Biden, as vice president, kept classified documents in his home and then in his office in the Penn Center. The Penn Center is at the University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's a program that was actually highly funded by the Chinese government. In fact, the Chinese government from around 2013 have actually invested $67 million into the University of Pennsylvania. And then in the just 2.5 or 3 years that Joe Biden was a, quote, professor there, he never taught a class, he did give guest lectures, they gave $47 million. So these classified documents were found inside an office there on the 2nd of November, prior to the midterm election, reported to the Department of Justice on the 4th of November. I'm sorry, I hope I said that right, 2nd of November. Then the 4th of November, they reported to DOJ. DOJ said nothing. They found more documents in his garage in December, and they found another document this week in his home. So here's the big difference, Al. Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump, as president, had the authority to declassify documents. He had declassified the documents that they're arguing about and was legally fighting and talking and discussing with the National Archives and the FBI about how to handle these documents that he had in Mar-a-Lago before the Department of Justice responded to a request from the National Archives to go ahead and take those back. And then they filed a special prosecutor, and they're going forward. And this was absolutely headline news that Trump was going to go to jail for classified material.
Right.
Now, here's the contradiction with the Biden issue. He had no authority to declassify these documents. The National Archives didn't know that he had them. They were stored in unsecure areas. Mar-a-Lago was secure with Secret Service security, and the FBI had looked at the storage area and said, hey, put a lock on it, you'll be fine. Very big differences. But what is more important than anything else is the fact that this information, these classified documents, open the door to a much broader problem that the Biden family is going to face with the influence of China. When you see $47 million going to the University of Pennsylvania to help fund this Biden Center, then you wonder how much influence are they buying. And this is after Hunter Biden, we know from documented evidence from his own personal laptop, had worked multiple events in order to satisfy China. And China and the University of Pennsylvania, with the money that they were given for the Penn Center, was paying Joe Biden $900,000 in those 3 years, as well as other staffers like Anthony Blinken, now the Secretary of State, and other members of his administration, while they waited for the campaign that came forward in 2019 and 2020.
Boy, if I were a college professor and somebody popped $900,000, or if my potential as a professor was for the university that I was working for to pop close to $1 million into my pocket, I probably would have gone into that business, to make a living. But that's really not quite that way for Mr. and Mrs. Average Professor.
No, and this is the worst part about this story. And, of course, members of the Republican-controlled House are now going to investigate. They're out there. Jim Jordan in the government misinformation efforts, and, of course, Jim Comer, who's going to be looking at this oversight. What they've identified is that the University of Pennsylvania, who received over $67 million over the last decade from the Chinese government, lobbied in early 2022 to have the Department of Justice shut down the FBI's operation that was evaluating and investigating Chinese influence in academia. They sent a letter with 170 signatories from faculty and staff at the University of Pennsylvania to the Department of Justice, saying that they understand the problem with Chinese influence, but this is no kidding. They said it was racial profiling and racial bias.
Yeah.
Merrick Garland, the attorney general, within 2 weeks of receiving that letter, shut down that program, shut down the FBI program. This is just weeks after Christopher Wray at the Reagan Library in California had given a speech talking about how dangerous Chinese influence in academia was and how widespread it was and how important it was for the FBI to continue these investigations. If this is not unbelievable corruption and borderline treason by the people that are supposed to be defending this nation against Chinese expansion,
right,
I don't know what it is.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Your week weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, in the last segment, we were talking about the funding that China has sent to some of the topper, better schools in the United States, talking about the school where Joe Biden is involved, but let's talk about some of the other schools. Let's talk about Harvard. Let's talk about MIT. Let's talk about Princeton. The Chinese influence in institutions of higher learning on the United States is absolutely phenomenal, huge. Jimmy, you want to fill us in?
Yeah, you bet. So the Chinese, since the late 90s, have had a program that was kind of written by a couple of colonels in their war college called Unrestricted Warfare. And basically, they want to use every other method that they possibly can to influence the outcomes and increase China's power in the world without going to direct military conflict, because they knew at the time that they couldn't compete with the United States and the West militarily. Now, that gap is closing, but part of the reason why that gap is closing is because they've been grabbing so much technology and information from Western industry companies and academic institutions. And the way they've done it is by embedding people that report back to China or grab information and steal it. The FBI, over the last few years, based on a Trump-era policy, had gone through and started this program to identify these problems. And they've identified it at MIT, at Harvard. A large number of people have actually been tried or at least kicked out or are on trial for a lot of these actions. So very dangerous problem that will have a large impact in the future of Chinese military development and our national security concerns, and of course influencing many, many aspects of our academic system.
The number of Chinese students, actually mainland Chinese students in the United States on student visas, is actually astronomically high also.
You bet. And so the idea was, hey, you know, Chinese come here, they learn a Western society ideas, and then they go back and maybe they'll have an influence there. That's actually being inverted. And the reason why that's being inverted is because the Chinese have such a tight control over the social aspects of people's lives through the technology that they've used for social credit scoring and
right.
And threatening families. So it's a dangerous situation. And, of course, it will directly impact the economy of the United States over time. And, of course, our economy is not doing very well right now.
No.
Yeah, you want to go into those numbers?
Yeah, I'd like to go into the economy right now. Let's first of all talk about inflation. Inflation month over month was kind of decent, but the aggregate inflation numbers are pretty high. Inflation in the United States is still 6.5%.
Yeah, year over year, the numbers came out this week, 6.5%. The big reduction in the CPI number, and this is a very important thing to understand, in the overall consumer price index number dropped, or was came out at expectations, but it dropped from the previous months by some. But the expectations were 6.5, came out at 6.5. And the reason why is because primarily from fuel, gas prices dropped about 9%. And used cars, I think, dropped. So those are the two biggest movers.
Let's talk about some of the ones that are moving up. Let's talk about groceries. I actually have a certain amount of trepidation when I walk into the local grocery store. The numbers are really going up, Jimmy.
Oh, it's crazy what's happening. Eggs, I think, is a big example right now, but 3%. So these are really big numbers, or 0.3%, I should say,
yeah.
For food going up. But here's what people need to realize. In December, gas prices went down quite a bit. Demand was down, and there were some production issues that were, you know, that brought it up. But since December, for January, we've seen here where I live about a 10% increase in overall fuel prices.
Yeah.
So the January numbers are more than likely to be higher again, combined with the food. Now this is the volatile general overall numbers, but the core inflation numbers rose 0.3%, which was expected, but that's still
give me
more
the time frame, Jimmy. Jimmy, give me the time frame on that 3%.
That's overall from the November to December, the December
right.
numbers. So what we're seeing is core inflation continues to rise. the volatile numbers with food and gas. Gas dropped so much it changed that number a little bit, but we're still seeing inflation, which means the Fed looks, and they do, they look at the core inflation rate, which means they're going to continue looking at increased rate hikes until they push back the employment numbers, yeah, and that inflation number gets to their target number, which is 2%. So 6.5 and 2%, a big gap. And that's why you're not seeing a lot of excitement over these numbers.
No. It's really interesting, the problems that the Democrats are facing, actually problems of their own making in terms of inflation, employment, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the numbers that really bother me, though, are the numbers that pertain directly to society. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean numbers like the amount of civil unrest in countries, the amount of violence in states, I meant to say, the amount of increasing violence in the states. I mean, I am amazed, quite frankly, that Americans are just screaming about that right now.
Well, and murder rates are significantly higher. You know, we just had a discussion with one of my boys the last couple of days, and he was like questioning the numbers on murder rates. And
yeah,
he went back and looked and goes, oh my gosh, they're up nationally really high.
Yeah.
And in some urban areas, they're exceptionally high. And these urban areas are run by progressives who have put in this justice reform and allowing people back out on the street.
Yeah.
And that all, it's all related somewhat to economics. I mean, economics is not all the solution, but when people have jobs and they're busy, they're doing things. When they have a mental, you know, positive mental view in society, they're going to do better. We're going to have less violence and destruction. And what we've got now with the continuation of this emergency COVID lockdown, what we've seen with the economic policies that take away U.S. domestic energy, and the overall problems that are out there with industry saying, wait a second, what's happening? Because everybody expects a recession coming up in the next in this next year. You know, these are all, these have a big negative impact on our society. And you're right, it's very damaging.
Well, it's very damaging psychologically because, you know, a subject that we haven't talked about for quite some time now is the increase in the rates of significant depression, the increase in the rates of suicide, etc. Those are all very, very negative mental issues that are going on in the United States. And the rates in each of those segments are really skyrocketing.
They are, and it's suicide rates are incredibly high, and of course, we're seeing numbers from COVID with excess debt. Not from COVID, correct? Let me go back. Not from COVID for excess deaths,
right.
And that shows a lot of negativity in society. So it's going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough next year.
It's going to be a tough one. We're going to have to close on that because the top of the hour news is coming up. We will be back talking about hopefully a little brighter topics right after the news.
Well, maybe Ukraine's not so bright, but yeah.
We'll see. We'll be back, you guys.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You USA News Update. The Biden administration is bypassing Congress in approving an emergency arms sale to Israel. It'll amount to more than $147 million in military equipment and aid. A State Department spokesperson said, quote, given the urgency of Israel's defensive needs, the secretary exercised his authority to determine that an emergency existed. A provision being utilized to remove former President Trump from election ballots has not been used since the end of the Civil War. The section of the 14th Amendment that will be in question before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding Trump was used to prevent former Confederate sympathizers from running for federal or state office after the American Civil War. At issue here in the present will be the precise definition of insurrection and whether that is what the High Court saw happen on January 6, 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second half of the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about Putin's biggest political mistake. That's called Ukraine. We're also going to talk about the consequences to the United States if mainland China decides to get back, for lack of better terms, Taiwan. Jimmy, let's start out with the Ukraine. What do you think Putin's ultimate plans are at this point?
Okay, Al. So I go back, and again, for those new listeners, I'm a Russian foreign area officer, Russian, Eastern European, Central Asian. So I've got a lot of experience. I've lived there. I've worked there. Did a lot of different things. And when I look at the strategy, I think there were four things that Putin wanted. The first was he wanted a pro-Moscow subservient leadership in Kiev, a government that supported Russian objectives.
Right.
Second, he wanted to stop NATO expansion into the region. The third, he wanted to protect his Black Sea fleet in Sevastopol, in the Crimea. And the fourth was he needed to send a message as, like, Western European influences were working their way east towards him to any of the former Soviet republics of not getting too close to the EU and NATO. And the examples were what happened in Georgia in 2008 with his invasion there, and, of course, Ukraine in 2014 and the eastern areas in the civil war that's been going on there for a long time. It worked in Georgia for a while. The other part of it is he wanted to protect Lukashenko, the Belarusian leader, because he was under intense pressure from Western influences and some of the, you know, in his most recent election. So a lot of this was in order to stop the flow of West to East. Any strategist with half a brain, it would have been clear that NATO, and this has become a NATO-Russia proxy war, there's no doubt about it, but anybody looking from a wise perspective on the Russian side should have realized that it would work, that NATO would get involved and the European Union would get involved. And here are the three reasons why I think. NATO had been working in Ukraine since 1993 to modernize its military. The Ukraine military was an ally who fought with NATO in Afghanistan and in Iraq with the U.S.-led coalition there. So that's one. Number two, in 2019, regardless of whether you agree with it or not, Zelensky won a massive majority election, 73% of the vote, and his parliament was almost completely pro-EU, pro-NATO, with the exception of the breakaway areas. European leaders would never accept that election being overturned by force. And the only way that I think the Biden administration would allow that to continue, remember they said that if he moved to the, if Russia moved and just took the east, it maybe wasn't a problem. He said that in February, just before the invasion. But the only way the Biden team would have accepted it is if, in fact, they killed Zelensky very early, wiped out that government. Then there may have been some acceptance, and the EU and NATO probably wouldn't have been involved. But they failed at that. The Russians failed at that. And then new NATO members, former East Bloc nations, the third reason why anybody with a brain would have realized it would never work. They absolutely despise the influence Russia has. They loathe the intimidation and what had happened from the former Soviet days. And those new NATO members, former East Bloc nations, would never allow this to go forward for any length of time. So those strategies were a huge mistake by Putin not to realize that this would evolve into a NATO proxy war with his forces. And, of course, we're seeing the results of that with stalemate after 11 months.
Yeah. You know, what I find to be interesting is in the comments section a couple of days ago, some of our listeners disagree with the fact that Ukraine really is a proxy war today between the West, between Ukraine and the West. I think it is.
Well, I think there's no question it is, and I think that there's a lot of propaganda from both sides, and that's just the reality of war, unfortunately. But here's the problem that Putin's facing. He's having to replace his leadership command again this week. He just fired General Savorkin. He had only been there for about 3 months. He replaced him with the MOD chief of staff. So the head of the military is now commanding the war in Ukraine. That guy is named Valery Gerasimov.
Yeah.
Gerasimov was actually in Ukraine. He was part of the operations early on and back in 2014. But actually in May, he was almost killed. He was wounded by an artillery strike, I think it was right at the end of May, in Ukraine. And of course, apparently, according to some reporting, the United States said, hey, you can't kill this guy, the chief of staff, it would be a problem. So very interesting situation there. But the problem is there's a fight going on between the Ministry of Defense and this guy named Evgeny Prigozhin, the guy that runs the mercenary group, Wagner Group. And the Wagner Group is the one group that has been making a tiny bit of headway in this Soledar, this small area outside of Bakhmut this week, mm-hmm. that got a lot of headlines. And he's claiming that, in fact, his forces alone were able to take ground, and he's the only one capable of it. He's publicly demeaning Ministry of Defense officials in the Putin regime, the Putin administration. That's a very precarious position to be in. He has a lot of political influence. He's a close confidant of Putin. He was his former chef. He's a contractor. And then he has this mercenary group. But ultimately, it would be like Eric Prince of Blackwater telling Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, that, hey, your generals are incompetent. How long is that going to last?
Not very long.
Russian system. He's got maybe 40,000 troops, the Wagner group does. The MOD is probably a bit tired of it. So the problem with Gerasimov, the new commander down there, it's a problem that is going to stagnate, and it's going to be very difficult to overcome for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Even as they mass for potentially a spring offensive with another 100, 150,000 troops, and that's what it looks like maybe happening. The problem with that, Al, is if they begin another major offensive movement, Ukrainians go back into digging in holes with a massive amount of Western anti-tank armor in small areas. It'd be very difficult for the Russians to sustain that effort for any length of time. So tactically, it's going to be a challenge no matter what. And that means stagnation right now or potential moves back and forth that really yeah. just kill a lot of people.
Now, Jimmy, if I'm not mistaken, and the emergence of the Wagner group is a relatively recent phenomenon.
Yeah, so he's been hiring them since Syria. It's been a while. This is like every bad guy movie you can imagine.
Yeah.
So very influential. They do a lot of operations specifically for the Putin regime. There's probably some assassination. Well, we know there's some assassinations. And he's on the international most wanted list, you know, from the so very, very dangerous guy. So,
yeah, he is a very dangerous guy, actually. A lot of those guys over there, if not most of them, are very dangerous guys.
Well, let me say what I think is going to happen. Because this fight, you've got this internal fight right now. Things go on in Moscow. It's not a public, open debate, right? So this is going on behind the scenes. There is a power struggle going on, and the problem is Putin, over time, does not have the industrial capacity, the economic power, the influence to actually make a difference to change the outcome of this war unless of a couple things happen. One, he'd have to increase his full-scale mobilization. Public would be very much against that. They were against the last mobilization. He'd have to get direct involvement from China, Iran, or Belarus. Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough. And nuclear war is really unacceptable for all sides, and I don't think he's going to make a dumb decision like that because it would sacrifice everything. So his problem is things are going to get ugly there politically in Moscow behind the scenes, and we may see some crazy things happen in the next few months. I'm predicting that you're going to see some real challenging issues behind the scenes in Moscow.
And on that note, we got to take a commercial break. Going to be right back to wrap this up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We've got 2 subjects I want to talk about. One of the subjects right now is something we have been talking about, and that's the overall situation in the Ukraine. Let's take 30 seconds and let's wrap that one up, and then I want to talk about some internal political issues that are going on.
You bet. So I think Russia, and here's my prediction. Russia is going to have to face the reality they're fighting the NATO, U.S., entire military-industrial complex, and the West will continue to print money and build weapons as long as the Ukrainians are willing to fight and die for it. So that's going to be problematic with Russian industrial capacity and their ability to sustain this over a period of time. That's just a reality that we can't, that I think he's going to have to come to terms with, which means that Russia will probably have to settle with some sort of agreement eventually to keep the fleet in Sevastopol for a price, some marginal autonomy in the Donbass and some of those other areas that that are still Russian ethnically, you know, more favorable. And then overall, though, an embarrassing withdrawal. I don't know if he'll make it through politically beyond that, and I expect to see some problems behind the scenes. And what we saw in the early 90s with the fall of the Soviet Union, with Yeltsin coming to power, and then, of course, the potential coups over Gorbachev, and then the attack on the White House, There's a strong possibility we're going to see that kind of stuff happen, and it's going to happen very fast. So anyway, that's a little bit more than 30 seconds, but I think important stuff for people to consider, at least one view of it.
Right. To make the show really complete, let's get into some political issues, Ryan, domestic political issues, because we've got a really big thing going on, Jim.
You bet. I think one of the most important things that are happening in the United States right now is the trial, Missouri v. Biden.
Yeah.
That is where the Attorney General from Missouri, now Andrew Bailey, he took it over from the previous AG who just was elected in the Senate. But Andrew Bailey has released documents this week showing a direct involvement of senior White House staffs working with big tech to censor information, in particular on COVID. Now, this is a very important court case, and these documents were filed and actually released because of the court case and the discovery process. So they're accurate. This is not speculation. This is not a conspiracy theory. Andrew Slavitt, at the time, was a senior advisor for the Biden COVID-19 response team. And Rob Flaherty, the White House director for digital strategy, they went to Facebook and basically were convincing Facebook to take down information to help stop vaccine hesitancy. And in that, Facebook admitted to them that not only were they doing that, but they were also silencing true information because it might, quote, look shocking or alarmist or sensational,
right,
unquote. And they promised to take down more of that, and that's with Facebook. Other documents have shown that they worked directly, a document from April 22, 2021, that Flaherty told Google that they were funneling people into hesitancy, and what were they going to do, basically, what were they going to do to stop it?
Right.
And, of course, these documents are identifying contacts with Instagram, with Twitter. We've seen from the Twitter files the amount of influence that they were using there, with Google and YouTube, basically all our social media platforms, in order to silence information they thought was misinformation, which turns out much of it was accurate. And then, of course, using the influence and the threat of government intervention to force them to change their ideas. Of course, often in the Facebook case, they actually admitted that this was not inaccurate information, but we're going to silence it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Very important legal case, very damning to the Biden administration. When you start adding up things like what's happening with the classified information, the silencing of information here, the realities of the failure of the COVID vaccinations, and of course the economic situation that we're living in, not to mention the absolute disaster of international relations with the Afghanistan debacle and what's happening in Ukraine right now. This administration they are in dire, dire straits.
The Biden administration, I got to tell you, that's the understatement of the day. We're recording this on Friday, you guys. The understatement of Friday the 13th is the Biden administration is in dire straits. I don't see any way in hell, Jimmy, that particular administration is going to get reelected.
And this is the interesting political angle underneath, what's happening inside Washington and the White House.
Yeah.
I think Tucker Carlson did a little piece yesterday. I thought it was interesting. He basically said, oh, and by the way, in this court case that we were just talking about, Missouri v. Biden, they identified how Flaherty actually tried to censor Tucker Carlson, the most listened to opinion host on television. But anyway, beyond that, Carlson did a piece talking about what's happening with the Democratic Party, and his theory and thesis is that the Democrats have actually, with this classified information stuff, are basically throwing Biden off the bus, trying to get him out early so that they can get another candidate in there that they could win in 2024. I think there's some possibility to that theory, but here's the problem behind the scenes.
Okay.
Kamala Harris, very incompetent staff, is trying to hire people in, and it's just constant revolving door because of her incapacities and her failures on the board, numerous things, and her very low public approval rating. She's not a viable candidate.
Uh-huh.
Biden
She should be, but she's not.
Biden has said he wanted to run again, and of course, he's shown publicly this sense of anger, and he's been attacked journalists the other day, just like crazy loud arguments, these kind of incoherent rantings that really don't make any sense. And of course, we know he's mentally very limited in his capacity to think through problems.
Yeah.
But he and his wife, more importantly, Jill, are still pushing him to run again. So there is a fight internal of the Democratic Party of how this is going to turn out. The longer that Joe Biden stays in office, the harder it is, and the longer he goes without admitting or announcing his candidacy for re-election, the harder it is for another potential candidate to step into the wings to win the election in 2024. That's a hard challenge for the Democratic Party right now.
Yeah.
And as you get more and more information popping about the censorship issues, about the economic failures, about the unbelievable inconsistency with their statements on the documents with Mar-a-Lago and what they've done, it becomes politically, and you've got to understand, most people only hear the big topics, right? They don't listen to the details. So what's going on behind the scenes, they're not paying attention to. But the big ticket items right now, economy, this classified information, that's all going in the wrong direction for them. The border is going in the wrong direction.
Of course it is.
Crime is going in the wrong direction for them. So they're going to have to make a change very quickly. Tucker may be right, but I think that fight's going to be very difficult underneath to get Biden to back out, which is going to make it even harder for the Democrats down the road, especially as the Republican House of Representatives goes on this, these investigations that are going to highlight the involvement with China and Hunter Biden and the DOJ cover-up and the FBI cover-up of political actions that have undermined a sitting president. They attacked a sitting president. They attacked Donald Trump. The DOJ and the FBI lied in order to continue prosecuting Donald Trump, and they've gone over and over again. And Merrick Garland is absolutely the most politicized attorney general in the history of the United States.
That's right. There's no question about that. I mean, the Democrats have not handled this thing properly, in my opinion. Jimmy, we're at 9:26. We gotta cut it at 10, so we're getting very, very close. Let me just say this, kind of in closing, that the Democratic Party is up against challenges that I think they're not insurmountable, because they're known to not exactly tell the truth, for lack of better terms. But I will say that these challenges that the Democrats are up against are formidable. There's no question about that, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen here shortly. You guys, we're out of time. Stick around. Be back next week, please.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.